The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll find out why my wife, Jody, raided our son's closet, obviously, to pick out a hoodie to wear to be on the show today.
That's not funny.
That's exciting, though.
I've never known of you to wear Carhartt.
And this is not our son's.
Oh. Must be her boyfriend.
Maybe.
All right.
That kind of sad news to kick off Now Trending. Denny's is closing 150 restaurants.
I know.
That's crazy.
But you know what, Riggins? Mm-hmm. I don't mean to make this sound, you know, selfish or anything, but once they closed our Denny's here, then I don't care.
It's out of your world. Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's already been taken from me.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their favorite Denny's. I mean, it's so good. They said the majority of them are in California, Arizona, Texas, and maybe Nevada, I think. But, they said they're going to close down a bunch of underperforming stores to get back at the bottom line, increase the bottom line, and they said it's due to inflation.
Yep. So,
but 150 restaurants, that's a lot. Denny's is an American icon.
Yeah, everybody in my family used to love to go to Denny's. It was a special treat sometimes on Saturdays.
Sure.
Well, not everybody.
Oh.
One person was never part of that.
What?
So that's why we didn't go very often. I mean, even the booths are uncomfortable, is what she would say. I feel like something's sticking in me.
It's tough to enjoy your meal. Yeah. It's a diner. So that is trending this morning. Also, Agatha All Along, the Disney Plus series is trending. There's a new episode out now, one of the Marvel Witch shows. Don't know much about it, but I know a lot of people are into it. And speaking of Disney stuff, Disney World has raised the price of their Incredipass. It's their annual pass that apparently, like, the golden ticket, like, gets you in everywhere. Mm-hmm. They've raised it by $100. So it is now standing at $1,549 for the Disney Incredipass. What? 1 year. $1,500.
One ticket.
One ticket. So,
but you would probably have to live in Orlando. Because it's good for 1 year.
Yeah, it's good for 1 year. You probably have to live somewhere close.
Or be rich enough to afford that and travel expenses anytime you wanted to go.
Yeah. Or just be, you know, that's crazy. And, you know, the Disney adults are fighting back. They are tired of getting picked on. And they are, you know, fighting back with every weapon they've got. They are sick of it. Seriously.
Sick of what?
People criticizing adults who go to Disney World without children.
Oh.
Because that's, you know.
So the adults.
Kidults would be one of them, but yeah. they are mobilizing and joining up, saying, "You just don't understand. You don't have any imagination, and this is what we enjoy to do. We don't pick on the things you like to do."
I bet you would.
Maybe they would.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're getting out their lightsabers.
Kill me, Jody.
Sorry, Rob.
You're gonna
get sorry.
their lightsabers in there. And their Mickey ears with the veil and the top hat.
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah. Mm. There's a new celebrity trend that TJ was on way before any of these celebrities, and I'm curious to hear his opinion on it. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Regan's app. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, I don't want to get you too fired up, but you have talked about this in detail years ago, but it's now kind of becoming a trend, and I was just curious to get your thoughts on it.
Okay, well, this is really stepping out of my comfort zone to give my opinion on things.
Understood. Take your time if you need to, but a couple days ago, it was Kim Kardashian's, I think it was her 43rd, 44th birthday, I think, and an employee that works at Skims with her, that's also one of her good friends, posted an Instagram carousel with a bunch of pictures in honor of Kim Kardashian. And Kim looks incredible. I mean, she's still a beautiful, beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. However, there's one picture in the carousel that shows Kim Kardashian sitting on a toilet.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, full pants down. Mm-hmm. She's got full makeup on, but her leather pants are pulled all the way down.
Yeah.
And you might have seen, you know, her sister Courtney did it a few months ago, and we talked about that, posing on the toilet, pants down.
Yeah.
But if you look through all the celebrities that have done this specific pose, there's a ton of them. Halle Berry. Madonna has done one.
Mm-hmm.
Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Winnie Harlow, a supermodel, all doing the same pose, sitting on the toilet with their pants down.
Yeah.
And a body language expert named Judy James in the UK said they do this to show themselves as more relatable and that they don't really care what you think.
Right.
That's what she said.
Well, good. I'm glad they don't care what I think, because I think every single one of them is trash. They have absolutely no class, no sophistication. Mm. They are basically bears crapping in the woods. They're no higher on the food chain. If you're going to have people take pictures of you while you're using the bathroom and then post it for the world, you're trash.
There's nothing to be said about being more relatable to your audience.
Yeah, if you want to be trashy and you think trashy is more relatable.
She said the a lack of inhibitions can be seen as sexy.
Okay, well, you show me a guy that thinks it's sexy to see a woman on the toilet, and I'll show you somebody who needs to go to the hospital because they're insane.
Is there a woman out there that would find it sexy to see a man sitting on the toilet with his pants down?
Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, same situation. Same crazy thing. Woman.
Yeah.
But those pictures that you just showed, you know, they're dressed in fancy clothes and all that. I think they're looking at more like it's art.
It's fashion. It's funny. I'm a funny person.
Yeah.
And thank God there are people like me in the world who can see through that and call it what it is.
And trashy. I'm even pretty when I poop.
that's going to be taken out of context.
Looking forward to that.
Nice.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm TJ. This is my buddy Riggins.
Hey.
My buddy Rob.
Hello.
And my wife, Jody.
Hello.
My bride of 30 years this week.
Yeah, congratulations,
yeah,
buddy.
Thank you.
Tuesday was 30 weeks. I mean, 30 years.
30
it
weeks.
It seems like 30 weeks. Does I mean, it? You know. Jody is not a big, well, she's not a confident flyer, like when we're on planes and stuff. Doesn't like that. Mainly because she's not the one flying the plane.
True.
Because she likes to be, she's iffy about things that she's not in control of. Some people call that a control freak. Doesn't know how to fly a plane, but if she were flying it, she wouldn't be as nervous.
Right.
So, Jody, imagine you're on this flight on Spirit Airlines going from Dallas to Los Angeles. Okay, so that is a long flight. And you look above you, and in your up into the light fixture, the little plastic light thing, above your seat, you see this. Can you tell what that is? You don't have your glasses on, so you can't tell.
Baby?
No.
It kind of looks...
It is a giant rat. And in the video...
No!
That's just a still shot of the video of the rat, because it scurries back up into the ceiling of the roof of the plane. So now these people are on this flight cross country with a giant rat running around somewhere in the plane. And it's one of those rats like they show on social medias that's carrying off a slice of pizza in the streets of New York. I mean, it's just
huge. And it's above them. You know, it's like, it could drop down at any minute when you're just sitting there.
Like, rats on a plane is almost as bad as snakes on a plane, I think.
I think it's worse.
I do too.
Giant rats. You do?
I do too.
Yeah, because a snake is not moving so quickly. And, you know, I just hear that.
Snake doesn't scurry.
Yeah, like above your head.
But I don't know. I didn't see in the story what they ended up doing, but.
Spirit Airline, probably not a whole lot.
Somebody probably ended up getting in a fight over it.
Like, what do you want to do?
They're probably like, that's our pet. Came along for the ride.
You paid $14 for this flight. Guess what? We'll wait until we're in San Diego.
$14.
You want the pilot to go back and bring in a rat trap? Yeah. I don't think so. Shut up and sit down.
Yeah. Is there an exterminator on the flight? If not, then we just got to deal with it.
That's really nasty.
Do they serve food on that cross-country flight, you think?
I doubt it.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't want to be breaking out any food with a giant rat running around.
Heck no.
I just assume it's already been in the food. And you just don't touch it at all.
I think that's probably why it's there.
Oh.
Because it was probably drawn by...
Food?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck.
So, I'm trying to think of something else that would be worse than a giant rat running around in a plane. Oh, Jody would feel the same way if somebody's ferret got out on the plane.
Oh my gosh, I don't like that.
Mm-mm. Ferrets?
No. It's like a big rat.
Yeah, but they're cuter than a rat.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
They scurry and they crawl.
Didn't one crawl under the seat of a plane up to your sister?
Uh-huh. Try to get up her pants leg.
A ferret?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's ever done that.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So my wife Jody is sitting in today.
Hello.
So glad to have you.
So glad to be here.
You look so adorable.
Thanks.
In your tall aloe hat.
You always make fun of this hat.
No, that's good. I think you look cute in anything. Everything I've ever seen you wear, you look cute in, except for those velvet overalls when we first got married.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Yeah, those were not
good. Glad you let that go.
Well, that's a great compliment. Is it not? In 31 years that I've known her, there is only one thing that I've ever seen that I didn't think looked great on her.
Yeah.
And she takes it as an if. You haven't let that go, have you? I say it as a way to say.
It was 1994.
I know, but I say it as a, that's. It's phenomenal that in all those years it's only one thing, and I didn't even say they look bad on you. I just said that wasn't my favorite. But anyway,
okay. All right.
This lady is complaining about her husband on the TikTok, and we'll see Jody's opinion on this, and see if she agrees with the lady. You can put your earbuds in to hear this. Get suited up.
All right,
here we go.
Weird.
Do anyone else's husbands answer every single question that you ask them via text throughout the day with, let's talk about it later or let's talk about it tonight? It's like he's incapable of giving me an answer throughout his workday on anything that I ask. And there's about a 0% chance that he actually brings the topic back up tonight and we talk about it unless I bring it up. Am I alone here or are all guys like this?
So she texts him while he's at work.
Yeah. Is she from Canada?
I don't know.
About?
Yeah, maybe. She's annoying.
Oh.
Yeah. She's texting him. Yeah, his work day.
That's the thing. Like, you can't do that.
No. Like, if Jody texts me during the show, it's always, I know it's a major thing. Mm-hmm. Like telling me that I left the pantry light on.
Right. Super annoying.
What that you texted him about it? You're right.
No,
that is super annoying.
He leaves it on. Yeah. And then he says, we'll talk about it when I get home.
I actually, one time I said, so, okay, hang on a minute. Look, when we go to the next break, I'll drive home and turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm sure I said something right back.
Yeah, what's the point of telling him that in the middle of the work?
Because I was mad.
Oh, okay. You just wanted him to know.
Yeah. I had to address it while I was angry.
Yeah. Or,
leave the light on Lenny over there.
Yeah. Or when...
leave the light on Lenny. Yeah. That's you, buddy. She got you parked.
Yeah.
Or if she texts me sad news during the show. She's done that just a couple of times. Not me. You know, but...
Like what?
I think somebody from back home died or something.
I don't think I do that.
You have done it, yeah.
He's lying.
Yeah,
you who? Yeah. Guess what?
Hey,
your best you know, right. I did not send you somebody died.
You remember that?
He's
you remember
so
that
ridiculous.
Coach you had that you talk about all the time that made such a big difference in your life and turned you into a man?
I did not. Yeah, that's
he got decapitated
about.
Last night. Just thought you'd want to know.
You're such a liar.
All right. Well, I got to go back to being funny now.
He's such a liar. I've never done that.
Have a good show.
All right. I guess we'll talk about it when you get home.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
We have so much to get to today that we haven't had time because my wife won't stop yapping.
She does be talking a lot.
No, but she's adorable.
She is.
I love that woman.
Yeah, and before we get to any of that,
go ahead.
Yeah, we're about to do Now Trending, which is sponsored by No More Last Days. Learn more at tjriggins.com/last days. Great organization, helping dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. So for the next couple months, they're supporting Empowering Paws out of Calabash, North Carolina. Visit them in person at the Renaissance Festival every weekend through the end of November. tjriggins.com/last days. Go buy their great t-shirts. So cute for a great cause. Today's National Food Day. Could they be any more generic? Yeah. National food. Today we celebrate food just as a whole. Yeah. So love that.
Is it supposed to be like food to give to people who don't have any? Just people who enjoy food?
We're talking about real food, TJ. So, you know, whole nuts and grains, fish, eggs, right. Meat, proteins, okay. You know,
yeah.
Real food, not that poison you're putting in your body every time you go down the cereal aisle.
Or like... this maple cream spread that my friend Mark sent me in the mail yesterday.
Poison!
I took like a little spoon and dipped it in there and then put it to my tongue, and I need insulin shots now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm full on diabetes. That's how sweet it is.
Full blown, man. Yeah. Has anybody been following the Zach Bryan drama? His girlfriend, Brianna Chicken Fry, she's a Barstool sports personality, and that's Zach Bryan's girlfriend. They've been together. He's a country music superstar, and their relationship has fallen apart in the last couple of days, and now she's going on her social media talking about how he basically just discarded her, and well, I mean, it's just getting ugly.
No, I don't keep up with that.
Oh, yeah. It's drama. Young girl drama.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know that Zach Bryan's music.
Oh, no?
Is he the one that does that?
Revival.
Water going to reach my chair? And a little bit of chicken fried. Is that who that is?
Gosh.
Zach Bryan band?
I don't think so. I think it's a different guy, though. I don't know.
Is this the one that talks like this and falls off the stage? He's on American Idol?
That's definitely a different guy.
Okay.
So.
Is it Jelly Roll?
It's not Jelly Roll. We're getting closer. You're getting warmer, though. We've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we are in the middle of spooky season, y'all. And it's well known that TJ's wife, Jody, who is here with us on the show today, is a candy freak.
Yes.
Are you still way into the candy?
Yes, of course.
But specifically gummy candy?
Not really gummy. I like Nerds.
Nerds. Like, that's your number
Skittles.
One? Skittles. Okay, Skittles. What else is up there?
Jolly Ranchers, Starburst. Jolly
Ranchers.
Blow Pops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how the traditional favorites during Halloween are the Reese's, the Twixes, the Snickers and stuff. Does that do anything for you?
No.
Or just take it or leave it?
Take it or leave it.
So, okay, put me in 8-year-old Jody's shoes for a minute. It's Halloween night. Mm-hmm. What are you dressing up as? Did you have a costume that stood out? What was it?
I was a ballerina.
And that makes perfect sense.
And it was a baby blue little outfit with a tutu.
Yeah.
It had a little bun.
Very girly.
Yes.
Was Halloween exciting for you, knowing you could go out and get candy?
Petrified, because I knew something was going to scare me along the way. And no. my dad got enjoyment of that. Like, I think he thought that he wanted to take me, because he knew, like, if somebody jumped out, I was going to be... Which is sick, right?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, he was only like 18, so
he's still
immature sense of humor, you know.
So, yeah. Ballerina Jody going through the streets of Louisiana Halloween night. What were you hoping to get in your Halloween treat pack? Like Nerds? Was it that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. you know, Louisiana's favorite candy. They always put out these lists every year of like the, okay, every state's favorite candy, and they're always so stupid. They said this year, Louisiana's favorite candy, lemon heads.
Really?
Well, I do love a lemon head. Oh, you do?
Lemon heads, fireballs.
Number three was fireballs. Number two was the Reese's cup. But yeah, I thought that was so weird. I was like, lemon heads? Who runs around eating lemon heads?
Me.
You don't even see that. I guess it's you. You're skewing the number somehow.
And Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
And Sweet Tarts.
She's
eating so much of it that it's actually skewing the national poll results. So, yeah, where we live, it's a Butterfinger, and then Twizzlers comes in at number two.
I don't get that whole Butterfinger thing.
Oh, you don't like a Butterfinger?
I love
Butterfinger.
It
sticks in my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, like, it's like, love you it. Know, eating splinters. I don't like it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Jody, my wife Jody is here. That's my wife. Ugh. That's my wife.
Oh my
The old lady is here. My old lady. I got some exciting news for you.
Okay, good.
But usually when I do that and I say, hey, I've got this exciting news, and she'll go, I've been knowing that.
Yeah.
But yeah. What's the little Christmas movie actress's name? Lacey Chabert. Yeah. Well, she's got a new Netflix Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. That will be out this year, just in time for the holidays. And it's called Hot Frosty.
Oh.
In the movie, her character inadvertently brings a hunky snowman to life. Are you going to be about that?
That is so weird.
What?
That is so weird.
In Hot Frosty.
Oh, ooh, my God.
Mr. Snowman, look at you.
And you know you're going to be watching it.
I don't know about that. Mm. That's weird.
But, I mean, she's not going to just jump out and make a, you know, her reputation for those Hallmark movies and everything is pretty strong.
She might jump out there.
Well, you think Netflix is paying her more than Hallmark, Riggins? Yeah.
I would like to find that out. That's a great question. Because I know Hallmark has been promoting. They're like, we have 50 new Christmas movies this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're doing 50 as opposed to one. Yeah, Netflix may have a bigger budget.
Yeah. You're like, the carrot's not for his nose anymore. All right.
That is so sick.
The idea is sick. The snowman is for kids, and now you're turning some skinny
hot frosty.
Give me a break. It's weird.
Well, oh, man. I don't know. There's a trailer for it. I haven't watched the trailer yet. But
does it say when it's coming on? Probably Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, probably. Think, or
maybe before that. Oh, and yeah, and there's a picture of Hot Frosty up working on the roof with no shirt. So
I cannot believe that.
He's a good looking man.
Well, I don't know. In this picture, he looks kind of like a butterface, a butter's face.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
It comes out November 13th.
Okay.
That is wild.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe Netflix trying to jump in. They're like, hey, listen, we don't have to pay these actors a lot. And it's great content. People eat it up. Makes sense.
And then we'll figure out a way that we can sexualize it that Hallmark won't do. Or that Christian channel that.
Ooh, is that you?
Those prudes over there.
Yeah. What? You don't like? You don't think he's hot, frosty?
He looks like he still has a carrot nose.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, it doesn't happen very often, but when I am wrong, I admit that I am wrong. And I must apologize. Apologize to the millennials, Riggins, saying that y'all don't want to grow up and you're in a state of chronic adolescence and kidults and all of that stuff.
Okay.
I apologize because that's obviously not true because they've just done a survey and they were asking parents about toys this Christmas that they're, you know, looking to buy their children. And in the survey, they asked if parents were going to be buying toys for themselves or putting toys on their holiday lists.
Ooh.
And only 72% of the parents said, yes, I'm getting toys.
72%?
72%.
Of parents?
Parents.
Want toys.
So all of that about being wrong and apologizing about millennials not wanting to grow up, that was sarcasm.
Well, yeah, I gathered that now. What toys do they want? I mean, what does that even mean? They want toys?
Yeah.
As a parent?
Okay. Yeah, probably video games or Legos. That's a big one with adults is Legos.
Okay.
Video games aren't toys, but anyway, let's continue.
Hmm. Well, I was just trying to get a clearer picture of what these losers are doing. I'm just kidding. It doesn't make you a loser, but why not save those toys and give more to your kids? Wouldn't you want to save that money and be like, let me get them an extra toy?
No.
I don't want to appreciate
it. No, because you're a kid yourself.
That's scary.
You know?
Babies having babies, you know? Mm.
Can you imagine, Jody, when our kids were little, putting toys on the list for ourselves?
No. Mm-mm.
Telling Santa Claus that we want toys too. No.
Yeah, and that's the spouse that has. Santa doesn't bring gifts to adults.
No,
does he?
No.
So yeah, you're basically asking your spouse, like, I need this toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then you know, it's been so long since we've cared about toys. You know, mm-hmm. Jody probably be asking for a Connect Four.
I do. I do like that. I like Legos too.
Jenga. I want Jenga, Sandy.
I want a Betsy Wetsy.
I want a Barbie dream house like I had when I was little. My daddy put carpet in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But there you go. Not to make you feel bad or if you're one of the 72% of parents that wants toys for yourself for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Just, you know, enjoy. The rest of us will figure out, you know, how we're going to handle being attacked in a war when we don't have any adults to protect the country. Whatever.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.